Luke chapter 13. About this same time, Jesus was told that Pilate had given orders for some people from Galilee to be killed while they were offering sacrifices. Jesus replied, "Do you think that these people were worse sinners than everyone else in Galilee just because of what happened to them? Not at all. But you can be sure that if you don't turn back to God, every one of you will also be killed. What about those 18 people who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them? Do you think that they were worse than everyone else in Jerusalem? Not at all, but you can be sure that if you don't turn back to God, every one of you will also die." Jesus then told them this story. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard. One day he went out to pick up some figs, but he didn't find any. So he said to the gardener, "For 3 years I've come looking for figs on this tree, and I haven't found any yet. Chop it down. Why should it take up space?" The gardener answered, "Master, leave it for another year. I'll dig around it and put some manure on it to make it grow. Maybe it will have figs on it next year. If it doesn't, you can have it cut down." One Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in a Jewish meeting place, and a woman was there who had been crippled by an evil spirit for 18 years. She was completely bent over and could not straighten up. When Jesus saw the woman, he called her over and said, "You are now well." He placed his hands on her, and right away she stood up straight and praised God. The man in charge of the meeting place was angry because Jesus had healed someone on the Sabbath. So he said to the people, "Each week has 6 days when we can work. Come and be healed on one of those days, but not on the Sabbath." The Lord replied, "Are you trying to fool someone? Won't any one of you untie your ox or donkey and lead it out to drink on the Sabbath? This woman belongs to the family of Abraham, but Satan has kept her bound for 18 years. Isn't it right to set her free on the Sabbath?" Jesus' words made his enemies ashamed, but everyone else in the crowd was happy about the wonderful things he was doing. Jesus said, "What is God's kingdom like? What can I compare it with? It's like what happens when someone plants a mustard seed in a garden. The seed grows as big as a tree, and birds nest in its branches." Then Jesus said, "What can I compare God's kingdom with? It's like what happens when a woman mixes yeast into 3 batches of flour. Finally, all the dough rises." As Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he taught the people in the towns and villages. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" Jesus answered, "Do all you can to go in by the narrow door. A lot of people will try to get in, but will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and locks the door, you'll be left standing outside. You'll knock on the door and you'll say, 'Sir, open the door to us,' but the owner will answer, 'I don't know a thing about you.' Then you will start saying, 'We dined with you, and you taught in our streets,' but he will say, 'I really don't know who you are. Get away from me, you evil people.' Then when you've been thrown outside, you will weep and grit your teeth, because you will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in God's kingdom. People will come from all directions and sit down to feast in God's kingdom. There the ones who are now least important will be the most important, and those who are now most important will be least important." At that same time, Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "You'd better get away from here. Herod wants you killed." Jesus said to them, "Go tell that fox, 'I'm going to force out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and 3 days later I'll be through. But I am going on my way today and tomorrow and the next day. After all, Jerusalem is the place where prophets are killed. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, your people have killed the prophets and have stoned the messengers who were sent to you. I have often wanted to gather you people as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you wouldn't let me. Now your temple will be deserted, and you won't see me again until a time when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'"